The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, where every one of the boats that they sell are fun certified. Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, 708-531-9080. Place an order and tell them Chauncey sent you, and you can pick it up curbside delivery. Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com. Hookandhunttv.com. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the Midwest sportsman. Ren Lake Area Tourism at visitrenlake.com and enjoyrenlake.com. BizBaits, the soft plastic bait company for the professional angler. BizBaits.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show and follow me into the great outdoors. On today's program, we're going to have Tammy Miller. She's from the IRAP program, I-R-A-P. It's a state of Illinois program which puts together private property owners and hunters through a permit system and fishermen, small game hunters, and a lot more, I think, together to allow them to enjoy the great outdoors. I think you're going to, if you like the outdoors, you're going to want to listen to this because, and have your pen and paper ready, because she may give us an address or a phone number or something to give her a buzz and find out more information about how to participate with the IRAP program. And ready for this? It's a free program. Then our buddy Mark Martins. We haven't talked to Mark in a while, and I was excited about this because he's a professional angler. Professional walleye angler, let me clarify that, for open water and ice fishing. He's going to talk to us about ice fishing and different things you could do to improve your odds. And I'm going to get him to talk about his ice fishing school that you can attend. Hey, anybody who wants to teach me how to be a better ice fisherman, I'm there. Well, then we'll have in our last segment of the show, the Aiden Fishing Report, some outdoor fishing news and other fishing reports throughout the Midwest. But you have to remember to tell all of your friends to listen in to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, whether it's on AM 1000 or with the new free ESPN Chicago app, or go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors for more information from a wide variety of state Department of Natural Resources throughout the country. Now let's listen to Tammy Miller from the IRAP program. That's the Illinois Recreational Access Program. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chauncey. I'm doing great. Nice to be back with you again.
Thank you. Tammy, in my mind, has one of the coolest jobs with the IDNR because she is, and the people that work with her, work with the Illinois Recreational Access Program. And what its short term is IRAP. But what that is it's they work with private landowners, which 97% of Illinois is, to get us access on their property. Tammy, on behalf of me and thousands of other fishermen and hunters, etc., we love you.
Thank you.
Once again, as I mentioned, it's a program that you get access to private land, and big thing going on now is the turkey permit draw, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Kind of how IRAP started was our first activity was youth turkey hunting. And, of course, it's grown quite a bit since then. We're excited. We're in the middle of turkey season. DNR started their first turkey lottery. Deadline was December 1st. And we're busy signing up more property to add to our turkey hunting sites. Right now, we have about 42 counties in the state, about 15,000 acres ready to welcome turkey hunters.
This is amazing. And people
I can't figure out how they don't know about it, but people don't know about this great program, and it just, it gives the opportunity, like, okay, I don't belong to a hunt club, I don't belong to, you know, own, you know, 50 or 100 acres of land somewhere in Illinois, and how do you get the owners, these private owners, to say, you know what, Tammy, let's let some hunters come on my property? Just how do you do that?
Sure. It was kind of a struggle at first when we started the program in 2011. That was the biggest skepticism if landowners would allow it. And one of their biggest fears was having strangers on there or having the liability issue. And so we purchased liability insurance for the landowner for the IRAP activities that are taking place on their property. And we also do, a semi-controlled public access program where every person out there, we have their names, they've signed a liability waiver, and they are placed on a specific site during a specific time period. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of semi-controlled. And another thing that really got the interest of landowners was that we do habitat management on these properties. So we assist them, we help educate them so it will continue after we're gone, and to improve these properties for the habitat and the landowner and the participants.
You're not allowed to leave for another 100 years, just so you know. but the thing is, it's not just turkey hunting. You do this for deer hunting. You do this for fishing, I think.
Sure, yeah. We have some fishing properties. Our fishing time period for IRAP is April 1st through September 30th. Deer hunting, it's archery deer hunting in the month of October and the last 2 weeks in December. Mm-hmm. And then we also have youth shotgun deer hunting that's second weekend in October, 3-day youth hunt there. We also have some squirrel hunting, rabbit hunting, waterfowl, upland game, and of course, I think that's it for now, which covers quite a bit.
And that's cool. So, and like I said, with the turkey permits, you know, being drawn, and now that's how I wanted to have Tammy on. But here we are. I draw a permit for whatever county. Of the 47 mm-hmm. counties that you have these areas. So then I have to do what to get into your program?
Sure. So you would want to go to our website. It's with the DNR. You can go in their search engine and put in IRAP, or you can just Google Illinois Recreational Access Program, and it'll come up, and click on the little turkey sign for turkey. And there's an online application. It's new this year, so you just fill it out. Let us know what your permit number is and for the county. You will definitely need to look at our map because we don't have sites in every county. So when you go on to the turkey lottery to get your permit, mm-hmm. Look at our map. If you want to hunt in McLean County, Fulton County, McDonough County, we have quite a few sites, and seasons 3 and 4 is all we do is seasons 3 and 4. And so get your permit and then apply to us, and it's first come, first serve for seasons 3 and 4. For the youth hunting, it's a little bit different. The youth season this year is at the last weekend in March and the first weekend in April. And for that, you just need to go online and, again, look at our map where we have our youth sites and apply. We will do a lottery come around February 20th, 21st, and our kids will be placed on sites. Usually every kid gets a site. We may have to move them over a county next door, but we usually are able mm-hmm. to place all the kids on a site. And then once you get your site packet from us, which would include a map, boundary lines, where to park, additional information about that site, then you get your over-the-counter permit for that county. So it's pretty easy for the kids.
It really does sound simple. And the nice thing is, if you think about this, you're hunting private. Somebody else is allowing you to hunt their land through IRAP. You're not... Yeah, and I've hunted state lands before, and, you know, I've never had a problem, and I've always been aware of that there's other hunters out there. You have such a great chance of you're the only one out there because the owner's only letting IRAP put someone out there, right?
Correct. Yeah. Again, for turkey, we have youth seasons in seasons 3 and 4, so mm-hmm. we lease it for that time period, and you would be the only one out there in your designated area. And again, if we have a landowner that has a couple hundred acres, we may have 3 turkey hunters out there, and they might have 50 acres apiece. And that will be on your map and show you where to stay. And we do the purple paint. We have signage for parking. So it is actually very easy. But you also know that you don't have anybody walking past you early in the morning, mm-hmm. like you would maybe on public land or especially if you're deer hunting. You just don't know who was there the day before, and there might be some human scent or something out there. So, like the deer hunting, you have that piece of property for 2 weeks to hunt it, and no one else should be out there.
This has got to be one of the greatest programs in the Illinois Department of Natural Resources that I've ever have heard and seen operate. It blows my mind. It really does. This is so cool.
Thank you. Well, we started kind of small, Chauncey, just with the youth turkey hunting and to see how it would grow with our landowners. We're very concerned. And our landowners are tickled pink over the program. They've gotten a lot out of it. We try to share with them success stories from our participants. I just had a participant put together a YouTube video of his deer hunt in December. Great little video. We share that with the landowner. I've got a lot of testimonials from the hunters. And the landowners like that, and they love to see the kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
We also open up to veterans. So if you are a veteran or a first-time hunter for deer or turkey or squirrel, you do get preference in our program. So we really want to encourage new people to the sport to come out and hunt, which we do have a lot of. First-time hunters. I mean, that was one of the biggest issues that's actually facing a lot of sportsmen and women is lack of access. They used to be able to go and just knock on a neighbor's door and go hunting, and we just don't have that luxury anymore.
No.
So,
this is so cool. If somebody really wants to get more information and get into the IRAP program, because if, like I said, if you're not part of a club, you don't have your own private land, you don't have a lease, you don't have this, and you want to hunt private land throughout Illinois in these 47 different counties, which you can do a wide variety of things, look at the IRAP program, because this just might be the one thing that spurs you on to the next level of being an outdoorsman in Illinois. How do they get more information?
Sure. Just go to our website. You can just Google Illinois Recreational Access Program. Or if you have any questions, feel free to give us an email us. We are at dnr.irap@illinois.gov. So that's dnr.irap@illinois.gov. And we'll be happy to answer any questions you have and get you linked up with our website, anything like that we can assist the public with.
Cool. Tammy, I just, just saying the words thank you is not enough. Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. And again, I'm very appreciative of the landowners. If anybody knows any landowners out there that would like to open up their property and have some habitat work done and assistance with that, please send us an email also. We're always looking for more property, especially up in the northern Illinois area and eastern and southern Illinois area. And maybe we can work something out with a landowner. So.
Right. And you're given the chance for adults, but you're also giving, think of how many kids you're giving the chance to get that first experience of being a hunter in Illinois. That's the coolest. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's really exciting. And, you know, we all struggle with our jobs, and especially with COVID and trying to get the work done. And that is one of the biggest joys is getting these pictures from kids. I remember getting a turkey feather in an envelope from a kid from his first turkey he ever got. I've seen videos of these kids. The parents are sharing with us. So it's fantastic.
Cool. Once again, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Chauncey. It's great to talk to you. And it's rarely that I can get you to be speechless. So this is fantastic.
Well, you're doing a great job, Tammy. Everyone, Tammy Miller, the IRAP program. Please go check it out. You will become a big supporter. And if you have a land that you might like to have a young kid go out and, you know, done safely and all this with IRAP, give Tammy a call or, you know, through the IRAP program and learn more about it. Thanks so much for coming on, Tam.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, Whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks is proud to announce the 2021 line of Lund and Low boats, all powered by Mercury motors, are coming in weekly. But many of these boats are pre-sold, and if you want to ensure that the boat of your dreams with a Mercury motor will be here when you want it, you need to act now. With assembly plants building boats with Mercury motors on back order and long delivery dates, you need to stop in at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or call them at 708-798-9700 and don't miss out on ordering the boat of your dreams from Waterworks. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Deer Hunter!
Time of year, deer season's back.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And wait, I hear the phone ringing. Who's there? It's Mr. Mark. Mark Martins, who is the first world champion ice fishing tournament guy I know of. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, I won the first PWT world championship back in 1990. And, you know, it seems like yesterday, you know, something like that you don't forget real easy, that's for sure. And to this day, that's my email. Back before there was any emails, I use that as my email now, Ridge Champ.
Well, one of the things, and he was 12 years old when he fished that tournament, by the way.
There you go.
But, you know, Mark is a Midwestern guy. He lives in Western Michigan, in one of my favorite places. And, you know, Mark, you are you're an open water ice fisherman extraordinaire, but we won't even talk about the hunting because I've seen the racks on the wall. Okay.
but that's another day.
Yeah, that's another day. But the thing is, I have never seen so much of interest in ice fishing as I have this year. It's unreal.
It is. You know, I see it around here. I mean, they're taking chances around here this year. I mean, normally you don't see anybody. I mean, the people you do see on the ice are diehards that go year after year, and they got some common sense, and they wait. This year, there's guys pushing it. They're fishing off the dock and putting holes in. That's how fast. And the docks were full of people ice fishing, and they couldn't put a foot on it, but they could make a little hole in the ice and say they're ice fishing off a dock.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. They could do that, but you know, yeah. The thing about ice fishing is we've talked about it on and off from with different people is. It's, yes, you need a little bit of different gear, but it's really, it's not that difficult to get into at a lower price point, you know, for lack of a better term.
Right. You know, you can probably get three rods and reels for the cost of one open water rod. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get a fairly inexpensive hand auger, and if you want to go, up a little bit, you can get fairly nowadays inexpensive. You know, if you got a Milwaukee or DeWalt drill, you can buy the little insert that you can drill holes with your hand drill. And so there's a lot of ways you can, like you say, you can get into it, fairly reasonable. Mm-hmm. And then if you really like it, now you can step your game up and, sell what you bought to begin with, and you just upgrade until you can get pretty fancy out there nowadays with all the cameras and the electronics and pan scopes. You know, some guys, they bring them to the, and do that with mm-hmm. them.
One, you mentioned cameras, and I've said it a number of times on the show. A friend of mine had a camera. Thank God it was his camera. But I was sitting there watching this bluegill looking at my wax worm for 45 minutes. And I'm like, will you eat it? Will you bite it? And it wasn't good. I did a little wiggle, I did a little jiggle. It just sat there and looked at it. I'm like, what is the problem? I was almost ready to throw this camera across the ice.
It can make you want to do that because now you know they're looking at it. No matter what you do sometimes, mm-hmm. make you frustrated, but the one thing with a camera, especially if you got a kid, it's like a video game. So
yeah.
Now you put the pole in their hand, that's their joystick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. They're able to use it, see it.
Yep.
You know, you've got their interest, and maybe
right.
something else will swim by, and they get just as excited as if there was a fish. You know, hey, there was a walleye swimming by, Mom. You know, Dad, yeah. Did you see the walleye?
Yeah, where we get frustrated because we can't get them to bite, they get excited because they're seeing something they've mm-hmm. never seen before, hardly.
Yeah. Really, ice fishing, as you said, you got a hand auger, or if you have a drill, you can get that little attachment that vut, you could drill your holes. But ice fishermen, if you go out there, trust me, if a guy's got, whether it's a gas auger or electric one, so many of these guys will come out and drill you a couple of holes just because they want to use their auger.
Right. They don't get, they got to drill a lot of holes with these things nowadays. You know, they start them up with whether they're a gas one, drill a couple holes, and they got a tank of gas that could last them 2 years for as many holes they drill a year.
That's exactly.
Electric nowadays. There's 24s, there's 12s, and then mm-hmm. you got the hand drills. But a 40-volt Strike Master like I have, going through as much ice, as 6-7 inches, you're going to be sweating before you run out the battery. I mean, you're looking at least 100. 50 holes at least, maybe more. I don't know. I've never run one out. And I got, I got a lot of people around me. I'm letting them all use it. Like you say, you let them, go knock yourself out. Especially with the electric, they're not making as much noise as they were with their gas.
Why, when you talk about ice fishing, do we go to such thin lines, the 2-pound test, the or whatever. I mean, then when in the summer, we're so used to fishing with, 6-8 pound tests. And in the wintertime on the small reels and small rods, we're going to such lighter line.
Well, most of the time we're using smaller presentations, teardrops, and you want that because line does have a tendency to be not real. If you once you get up, above 6-pound test, it gets to be stiff. For ice fishing, especially, and it's not going to let that lure flutter. So, you try to stay under 6. In fact, I go with sewing thread. That's how thin I get when I'm going for bluegills or real tiny. Plus, you're stationary, and they're now they get to analyze everything. They're coming up and. And that's when you see them on camera going, and then you got to try to trick them into, the heavier line you got, they tendency to, that doesn't look right. But on the thinner lines, they might not even see it. And when they suck it in, it'll swing into their mouth a lot easier on that flimsy line, where a thicker line, it's not going to come into their mouth as natural, and you're not going to get. It's not going to be in their mouth far enough to get a good hook set, if at all, if it's too stiff. So by using lighter lines, you're going to get a better fall to whatever you have on it, a better twitch to it, more lifelike. And when they go to suck it in, it's going to go in quicker and further than a line of much heavier test.
Now, when you're teaching somebody, now that's for bluegill stuff. When you're going to try to show somebody using a tip-up, which everybody, a tip-up is a spool of line set on a wooden platform, small wooden platform, and it's got a little, it's called a tip-up because there's a little flag on it. And when a fish grabs the minnow and takes off, it sets this thing to spin, which pops the flag up, and everybody yells, fish on, and they go running across the ice and half kill themselves because they don't wear creepers.
Yeah, that's where we slow everybody down to a crawl, because the way we teach people how to use a tip-up, it's not like the Grumpy Old Men movie that you've seen where you run across the ice. You just, you go, oh, we got a tip up, and you slowly, by the time you put your other pole away, secure it so don't go down through that hole if a fish grabs it, you just start walking over to your tip up, and you get there, and because we use a bobber below that spool, and the bobber is floating up a little bit, if it's not there, we know there's a fish on it. Even if it's not spinning, we know something took it because that bobber isn't there anymore. And so now we slowly extract that out of the hole. And before we even get it out of the hole very far, we pull a bunch of line onto the hole of the water and set that off to the side. And we get upwind of the hole. So when we start pulling on it, we throw the tip-up line downwind so it doesn't fly back in the wind and get around the hole or around the tip-up. As a fish, you're going to have to let them go. And a lot of times, let's say, the reason why we use that bobber, too, is not only, because if it's a wind trip, the bobber will be there, so to speak. But sometimes, even then, you re-hook it. And then, it makes sure that, sometimes I'll pick it up even if it was a wind trip and see if there's weight there, because sometimes they grab it, trip the flag, and they don't go nowhere. So you got to make sure. But so now the fish ran away with it, and if they drop it, see, that bobber does a lot of things that people don't realize. They take it away, and say they drop it. Well, if you didn't have that bobber that would float back up underneath the ice somewhere, mm-hmm. it would drop down in the weeds, it'd drop down on the bottom, and more than likely, they're not going to go down and pick it up if they once. But now if it floated back up, if they let it go, it may be still alive a little bit, that minnow,
mm-hmm.
and another fish that was with them might grab it, or they might go right back up and grab it again and take off with it. So it gives you that opportunity to get them. And the other thing that we do, Chauncey, is we use 6-pound fluorocarbon. I use 6-pound Vanish with a number 14 treble hook. You're going, and you can go on my site. This is what a student caught, was a 39.5-inch northern this past week on Houghton Lake,
mm-hmm.
with 6-pound Vanish, fluorocarbon leader, and a 14 treble hook. You'll see a picture of it. He won big fish.
Yeah.
And it'll be on Mark Martin Fishing on
Facebook
site. What's that?
Is that on Facebook? Yeah.
Mark Martin Fishing. Mark Martin Fishing on Facebook, and scroll through there. You'll see it. It's no doubt you're going to see it. It's the biggest fish on there. And everybody, you know, all the students and even my pro staff back when they were learning were doubters that they're all going to bite it off while being so thin, that line. It gets between their teeth. And the thing is that little 14 treble hook gets in their mouth. And you don't never set the hook with this 14, whether you got a dead rod doing mm-hmm. the same thing basically in your shanty, but on a tip up, you just start pulling it in.
Cool.
Because that little tiny sharp 14 mm-hmm. is like a needle. And it gets caught in any membrane, it stays there. And when you're fighting them and they start shaking their head, you just drop the line and let them do what they want to do. And then you start pulling them in again. And if they go to take off, you'll feel it get better not, and it's going to break. Yeah. And you just let them run off 20, 30 feet or whatever, bring them back again. And it took the guy 25 minutes to land that fish on 6-pound Vanish. Mm-hmm. It might take 10 minutes to land a 5-6-pound walleye mm-hmm. on it. But eventually, what you do, you get the fight out of the fish. I mean, you get that fish begging you to take it out of the hole after a certain amount of time. And that's what happened with that great big northern 39.5 inches.
Wow.
And finally, the guy just let it go so many times that it came back, and one of the pro staff were able to reach down in the hole and grab onto it and pull it right out.
Mark, we need to take a little break, so hold that thought. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors with Mark Martin, a true ice and open water professional angler and educator. We'll be right back. Waterworks is proud to announce the 2021 line of Lund and Low boats, all powered by Mercury motors, are coming in weekly. But many of these boats are pre-sold, and if you want to ensure that the boat of your dreams with a Mercury motor will be here when you want it, you need to act now. With assembly plants building boats with Mercury motors on back order and long delivery dates, you need to stop in at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them at 708-798-9700, and don't miss out on ordering the boat of your dreams from Waterworks.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits.
BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishing by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to bizbaits.com and order the best soft plastic bait on the market for yourself or a gift for your fishing buddy this holiday season. Get them at bizbaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait made here in America. Go to bizbait.com. Jim Crowley from hookandhunttv.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on hookandhunttv.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
"Hey, we want some crappie!"
Let me hear you say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
"Hey!" This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Let's get back to Mark Martins. Hey Mark, in the last segment, you said student. One of the things that you do, Mark, is you have a fishing school.
Yeah. 31 years we've been doing this school from Minnesota to Michigan, across the UP and everything in between. And it's been a real successful school. It's had a lot of students that have basically graduated and become expert anglers on the ice. And it's a event from Sunday to Wednesday. It's a basic three-day event. Mm-hmm. Noon on Sunday it starts to noon on Wednesday with full days on Monday and Tuesday. And we try to stay away from the weekend warrior crew. Mm-hmm. And it gives everybody an opportunity to fish with my pro staff, which they're also guides and charter captains, and they've been doing this for their living too. So they're learning not only from me, they're learning from guys that are as good as I am. Mm-hmm. And we work together so closely that we all think we have like minds now when it comes to ice fishing and the how we rig up. You know, it all starts with the little bitty things, whether we're jigging, whether we're dead rodding it or tip upping it. It's all how we rig up is where the success rate's going to help you climb the mountain to either get to the top, or you're going to stay right where you always been. If you come to our schools, we immediately have you erase your ice fishing in your mind for the most part, and do what we ask of you as far as putting it together the right way to begin with, the way we have our stuff, and we show you what it looks like, and we go out the day on Sunday and set up all of our stuff, all of our shanties, all of our equipment, drill holes with our, and each one of them students walks around to each one of the pro staff and sees how they're set up, and then they realize, wow, you guys really do leave long tag ends. You guys really do use tiny swivels. You guys really use 6-pound test and 14 hooks on your dead rod and your tip ups. Wow, I thought you were just, you know, cracking a joke. You know, even if we would have just done a seminar and showed them our rods, they would have kind of went, yeah. But when they walk around and we're actually fishing and catching fish accidentally, we're never really set up where we know we're going to catch fish. It's just a demonstration. But when you get that many good fishermen out there demonstrating their equipment, you're going to catch fish.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just a given, you know. And so by the time we get done in 2-3 hours, they're like, yeah, I probably should change my rod a little bit because tomorrow is D-Day and we're going out on the ice. So we teach them all of that stuff. And when they leave on Wednesday,
they're going to be a lot more confident, because mm-hmm. now they're not going to go, oh, how are we going to, you know, they go to a lake of theirs and, oh, man, I wonder what I should use now. Where should we go? You know, all those thought processes are never going to cross in their mind again.
And no.
It's just that way, you know, and we have them on their smartphones use Navionics apps. Mm. So that's their textbook. And when they're out there, we make them, every time we stop and fish the students, we make them look at it and see where they're fishing and see what their kind of structure they're fishing. And on the very last day on Wednesday, because they've got two full days underneath their belt, they've seen where we've been taking them fishing, we make them take us fishing.
Ooh.
On that same body of water. They can go back to where they were fishing, or they can impress us and maybe find a place that we've never fished, and we let them. We don't go, ah, no, you know, we encourage them,
mm-hmm.
and they have showed us spots that we were like, the pros look at each other and go, wow, we never fished there before. That guy, he's catching fish. You know, I mean, they teach us, too. I mean,
sure.
It's a two-way street, you know, and we're open-minded, too, and after they've done that, and because we give out trophies for the biggest fish
mm-hmm.
and the most improved angler, and the guy that won it this past week at Houghton Lake, he had the 39.5-incher, for big fish, and the most improved guy had never caught a walleye ever through the ice. His main goal was to catch one. And he listened, and he was like a disciple of ours, and he asked all the right questions all the time, and they're all intelligent. And the last day, within the first couple hours, he caught his first walleye.
Cool.
After he put it together finally and figured out, I have to hit the bottom. And he had a camera, so he had was able to see it come in and hit his lure.
Mm-hmm.
But he's seen that he turned it three times. And he missed it once, and we tell people when they miss a fish, drop it right. Don't even look at it. See if the bait's still there. Don't even look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it back down and hit the bottom and pick it back up 6 inches and stop. And the fish came back. He said because he had a camera, he's seen that the minnow head fell off after the fish hit it,
mm-hmm.
dropped it back down and smacked it on the bottom in the mud. He said he didn't even get it out of the mud, and the fish stuck its face right in the mud and grabbed it.
How did somebody find out more about these schools? Because I know you just had one at Houghton Lake. You got one coming up on Saginaw Bay, and you got a third one that's going to get a little bit full. So how do you find out about these?
Well, you can go to, my site, Mark Martin's Fishing Vacation School, or if you want to Google and find a bunch of things about myself, you go just Google up Mark Martin and put walleye after it, and it'll show you the school, it'll show you on my Facebook sites, it'll show you my website, it'll show you everything that I've ever done in my 41 years I've been doing professional fishing, and 31 years I've been doing the school, and it started over, with Gary Roach and the Linders over there in Winnebagoche in Minnesota, and they finally, it got too busy for them, and
mm-hmm.
they said, Mark, go take it somewhere, and I've been taking it everywhere since, and it's been a good thing, it's been a fun thing, and like I say, I get calls from people all the time and pictures sent of, hey, I went to this lake and there are students, and that brings joy to Mark's heart,
yeah.
and it brings joy to all the other pros' hearts that
cool.
they taught people something.
Well, thank you for coming on my show this morning and talking about ice fishing and the schools and a little bit of everything, and once again, phenomenal ice and open water fisherman, Mark Martin, who's not that far away from us up in Muskegon County.
Thanks for everything, and I'm looking forward to talking to you and your listeners again sometime.
Cool. Thank you very much. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks is proud to announce the 2021 line of Lund and Low boats, all powered by Mercury motors, are coming in weekly. But many of these boats are pre-sold, and if you want to ensure that the boat of your dreams with a Mercury motor will be here when you want it, you need to act now with assembly plants building boats with Mercury motors on back order and long delivery dates. You need to stop in at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills or call them at 708-798-9700 and don't miss out on ordering the boat of your dreams from Waterworks. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishing by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic bait on the market for yourself or a gift for your fishing buddy this holiday season. Get them at BizBaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait made here in America. Go to BizBait.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, where every one of the boats that they sell are fun certified. Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, 708-531-9080. Place an order and tell them Chauncey sent you, and you can pick it up curbside delivery. Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com. HookAndHuntTV.com. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the Midwest sportsman. Wren Lake Area Tourism at visitwrenlake.com and enjoywrenlake.com. BizBaits, the soft plastic bait company for the professional angler. BizBaits.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago. Whistling like a
fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. I'm enjoying today's show. You know, having somebody like Tammy Miller come on and talk about IRAP and all of the how we could get out to hunt and fish and on private property in Illinois, That's a super program you have to go check out. And don't forget, you know, our good friend, you know, Mr. Martins, Mark Martins, he is just, man, he could talk about fishing, and I just want to be a sponge to learn more about it. Well, let's talk about a couple interesting outdoor news things. First of all, young hunters in Illinois between the ages of 10 and 17 can apply now for the youth wing shooting clinics and pheasant hunts scheduled for Saturday, March 6th at the Pere Marquette State Park in Jersey County and Saturday, March 20th at the World Shooting and Recreational Complex down in Randolph County. Those are two great areas. That World Shooting Complex is something else. But they will teach you, especially the youth, about wing shooting, how to do it. Go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website and type in wing shooting, and you should get more information there. All participants of the clinics and the hunts will be required to follow all the health and safety guidelines issued by the Illinois Department of Health, Public Health, including masks and social distancing, etc. And speaking of something else in Illinois here, we've got the Illinois Department of Natural Resources wants to remind everybody, snowmobile operators and riders, to focus on safety. This winter, when snowfall allows for snowmobile, whether you're in Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, I don't care where, focus on safety. Snowmobile operators should carefully review a safety checklist before hitting the trails this winter. This way, accidents are often preventable if snowmobile drivers and riders take reasonable and proper care. Remember that, everybody. That's important to do. Okay, speaking of important things, here's the infamous fishing report from my grandson, Aiden, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, I went ice fishing and caught a mess of bluegills. It was a lot of fun. You got to see the writing. The kid is writing in caps and everything. He goes, we stayed on the backwaters of some lakes, and you could see the fish looking at the bait when you looked through the hole. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. Roger's dad went midweek to Muskegon Lake and said perch were being caught in the open water, but he set for pike by the ice on the north shore of Muskegon Lake and caught some really nice northern pike. I saw pictures of them, and they were big fish. He went up the Muskegon River a little bit and looked for safe ice and found perch were active, but there was no real size to those fish. He then, Linda Sue's mom and her lady friends went to the White River, and they just told me their one word, slow. And he's got like 20 zero O's. He goes, slow fishing. Papa, look forward to seeing you when you can get up here and we can go out ice fishing and open water fishing with my new rod and reel that I've been holding and casting in the basement. I haven't broke anything yet. That's my grandson, Aiden. And once again, our fishing report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Remember that. Okay, Lake Michigan, Chicago. Really, you know, my two buddies, Two Hot Dog Joey and Beef Sandwich Bob, they're living on the Calumet River, and they're finding perch way upriver. Man, we're talking past the Ford plant. You have to keep moving to catch those fish. Keep it going. Keep it moving. You'll find some action there. Some action was going on at 87th Street, but, you know, those anglers, you've got to watch where you're fishing so you're not upsetting the security people, because remember, a lot of that is private property. Northwest Indiana, my good buddy Tyree Williams said, Lake Michigan is slow right now. River walk in Portage, Indiana was also slow. We're seeing steelhead in the streams, but they're ignoring every bait we throw at them. In the Cook County Forest Preserves, well, we're running into a bit of warmer weather, so be careful on that ice. Always check before you go out. But in Cook County, you're allowed to fish if there's 4 inches of safe ice recommended on Arrowhead, Axehead, Beck, Blue, Big Bend, Bodie South only, Bullfrog, Bussy Main and South, Flatfoot, Green, Horsetail, Ida, Maple, Papoose, Powderhorn, Saganaski Slough, Sag Quarry, Tampere, Turtlehead, and Wampum. And I really want to say a partridge in a pear tree. They're seeing a little bit more action like in the Bussy Lake area because the temperature's been a little bit cooler up there, so most people have been gravitating there. But some areas, they're they're hitting on the south side too. Let's not pass that up. Our friends at Wren Lake, at Wren Lake Area Tourism, enjoy wrenlake.com. Remember that. Jason John's Boneyard Guide Service says crappie fishing is excellent around structure and deep water, 14 to 20 feet. Fishing is good around the bridges along 154, as well as Gun Creek and Waltonville. Important. Minnows, medium minnows, 1/8 to 3/16 ounce pink and white jig heads. With almost any color tail you put on, you're going to get a fish. And remember, they have open water. It's warmer in southern Illinois at Wren Lake. So largemouth bass, they've been hitting some spinnerbaits. They've been hitting some minnows, rattle traps, surface baits. I'd say it might be a time to go down to Wren Lake and do a little bit of crappie and bass fishing. Chaminade Lake, it's about 5 inches of ice out there. There are some open to thinner waters out more in the middle from the geese. Be careful out there. Hayward, Wisconsin, northern pike action is very good with fish in and around the weeds in about 12 to 15 feet in the top, 6 feet. Northern suckers, large minnows under those tip-ups are working real well. You have to remember that. Crappie fishing is good with fish in 6 to 15 feet. Once again, find the green weeds. That's where it's producing oxygen, and those fish are going to be. Waxies, plastics, and jigging spoons are going to be your better choice for all those crappies. Green Lake, Wisconsin, my buddy Derek Stein said this lake almost doesn't freeze because it's so big and deep. They were out there this, I think it was on Wednesday, and they took some walleye and pike trolling. Pike were larger than the walleye. Walleye were still nice to catch, but the pike were a lot more fun to catch because they did a lot of thrashing about. So that's an important thing to do. We're also seeing some action happening on the Mississippi River. Some of those backwater areas are producing some nice quality crappies and bluegills. But once again, check those backwater areas. Ice thins from underneath up. You always need to test it to be sure you're safe. And that's a very important thing to know about when you're out there. Well, we've covered a lot of stuff on today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember to download the ESPN Chicago app for free on any of your favorite app stores. That way you can watch, listen to us on your phone, listen to us on your computer, and you know what? Pour yourself another cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. Well, that's all these kind of neat, fun things that we're going over for people to enjoy. And with we're coming in a little bit of a warming temperature, but it won't be that bad. We'll still hold a lot of ice further away from Lake Michigan. Well, I hear the flute playing, which means we must be coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my buddy, Apensui Majowat. He says, Mother Nature has laid a blanket of white over herself to rest and prepare herself for the coming of spring when the circle of life begins anew. Mother Nature has laid a blanket of white over herself to rest and prepare herself for the coming of spring when the circle of life renews itself. How very true, Apensui. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the ice fishing we go on, the pheasants we're shooting. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Please remember to wear a mask, not just for yourself, but to protect the others around you. It's that important. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.